I'm doing position drills and benching. I'm running the 40 at my pro day. April 1st. I'm hoping for a 4. That was back in, like, high school, so now I ain't even been thinking about that. Yeah, ankle and my knee. I mean, my ankle, somebody fell on it, so I couldn't control that. My knee, it started hurting in, like, August, and I was just trying to fight through it and then, until it gave out. Yeah, it was very frustrating because I couldn't be out there helping my team, but I was still there supporting them. I felt like I was ready. Felt like I'm mature enough to play in the NFL. I was ready for the next challenge, and I know I was getting close to almost 800 carries in my career. And I know running backs don't have that long of a lifespan.
So you, the carries and the wear and tear, you worry?
Yeah, I worry about them. Yeah. It's been pretty much a whirlwind, but I just had to stay focused and stay positive through everything and know that God has a plan for everything. It doesn't really matter to me. I think I'm pretty versatile, and I can play any type of offense or scheme. No, I think I can play any system. Yeah, I actually talked to JJ like 2 weeks ago, and he was just telling me what to expect at the combine and everything like that.
How about Kennard? I covered the Packers, something.
I haven't. I probably talked to him like in November, but it really wasn't much. He was just telling me keep grinding and stay focused.
Think about the program coming back and starting spring practice again?
I think it's very exciting. It gives more people opportunity to play football on Division I level, and I think it was the right thing to do. I guess we're doing somewhere. Our position coach, Dee McCullough, he does a great job working with us, working us on our technique and everything like that.
How's that prepared you for what's going
on? He's prepared us a lot because he's had us, like, draw plays up on the board and talk through plays so we'll know how to go through interviews and tell teams about, like, some of our plays.
You guys haven't seen your player. Are you the three-down back? Can you be
them
as protector
of
the receivers?
Yeah, I feel like I'm a three-down back. IU, we really didn't focus on throwing the ball to the running back, but I feel like I can catch the pass, catch passes and protect.
You mentioned your workload and the number of carries. I mean, is that something you're paying attention to?
It's not something I pay attention to, like in the game of carries. I take as many carries as I can in the game, but I mean, running backs, we know our lifespan isn't that long, and 800 carries, that's a lot just for college. I had a little thought, but I felt like I was ready, and I knew my knee would get better, so I knew it wasn't the end of the world.
Did you have to have a procedure on the knee, or is it just rest?
Yeah, I had a procedure on my knee during the week of Thanksgiving. I'm 100% now. I talked to my mom and my position coach, and he was just giving me information and things like that. And I talked to my uncle, and they were just telling me they'll support whatever decision I would make.
I'm sure a lot of what you'll do here is clear the air about the medical stuff. Have you gotten checked out already, or is that later?
Yeah, I've already got checked out and everything like that.
So that went well?
Yeah, it went very well.
Last one?
Not much. I probably went to sleep at like 12 something last night. Was up at like 4:30 this morning for the drug test.
All right, thanks, guys.